Welcome to Pure Energy. To be a part of Pure Energy Group and workshops, connect to us on 902-969-1739. You can follow us on Facebook, Pure Energy Academy 777. Our website is www.pureenergyacademy.com.
Namaskar. You will understand what is dharana, dhyan, and samadhi in this audio. To understand what is dharana, dhyan, and samadhi, we also need to understand the gross and the subtle aspect of any object or a thing that we are talking about. These are the three levels of perceptions. The first level of perception to see any object. For example, if you see an apple, when you see an apple, what you focus on? The color, the shape, the size. That means whatever the five senses perceives is that you send the signal to your brain, and brain understands this as an apple using the memory, and that is a pattern that the brain has stored. This is one level of perception. Second level of perception is the when you go to the object, you just don't see the object itself. There is an energy, there is a consciousness that an object has. And you focus on the consciousness, and you, as you connect to that consciousness, you continue to be in that consciousness and keep your focus on the object. So that is dhyana. In the third level, you just feel the object is a light, and that is a deep focus. So the Maharishi has said there are three layers of focus. We shall focus on one thing at a time. In the next audio, I will present to you the mantras and the process. So in the same audio, you can go through the concentration, you can go through the meditation, and you can travel to the deep focus. In the state of samadhi, the object is perceived not by the mind, it is the perception from your consciousness. So its size, shape, and other aspects are not of that importance. So So when we get into that state, there are four states of the deep focus, and the samadhi is that we will deal in the next audios. And after that, we take the overview of our journey. What it means to surrendering the light within. The entire mechanism as what Maharishi talks about. The difference between the concentration and meditation is that in meditation there is an unbroken awareness. So if you lose an awareness, you bring back the awareness. For example, you are being aware of your breath and you lose the awareness, you bring back the awareness. You bring back the awareness. You can also focus on your five senses and be aware what these senses feel about. You can focus on your activities, like movements, your speaking, your writing. When you are writing, you just focus on your writing continuously on that. So that is also focusing on five senses. When we focus on the five senses and we are aware about each and every aspect of our senses, that means we are mindful of what we are doing. So once we understand these deeper layers, we will join the beads and create a beautiful necklace. Which your soul always wants to wear. We shall also understand the concept of Purush, Prakriti, Atma, Ankar, Chit, Buddhi. And the operation of five senses, that is Vritti. And the entire mechanism and the journey we are taking inwards. And the complete roadmap of the entire journey. But for now, the focus is on Dharana, Dhyan, and Samadhi. So in the first go, the Maharishi says how to concentrate. He says, Desabandha Chittasya Dharana. Concentration is confining of the mind within a limited mental area. So Desa means place or space. Bandha means binding and fixing your mind, that is Chitta, that is concentration. So binding your mind to an object or a space is Dharana. And the meditation is Tatra तत्र प्रत्यय एकांतना ध्यानम् तत्र प्रत्यय एकांतना एकांतनाता ध्यानम् फाइनल तत्र प्रत्यय एकांतनाता ध्यानम् दैट मीन्स देयर इज अ स्पॉट where the consciousness is contented, where unbroken concentration happens. In other words, it is uninterrupted flow of mind towards the object, that is contemplation. So without distracting your mind is only on one and one thing. Whatever that happens, you are not allowing your mind to put the focus anywhere else. And if the focus goes back, you bring it back. In explaining the samadhi, it says that Tadeva arthamatra nirvasam swarupa shunyamiva samadhihi. That means the same object shining or appearing from the empty space. So tad eva means the same. Arthamatra means object alone. Nirvasam means shining or appearing. Swarupa, the real self. Shunya, that is empty, as if, and that is samadhi. Simplifying. So when you focus on an object, the object appears. What it is shining in its true sense and not the sense which we perceive using our five senses. That means you transcend beyond the mind into the consciousness, and the consciousness perceives the consciousness as an object. That is the samadhi. That is a deep focus. So we shall do the meditation on all these three mantras in our next audios. Till then, pure energy is always with you.